Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is a radical messianic military unit under command of Islamic clerics. That's the headline. In just a moment, Ken Timmerman from Washington will give us more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps is the elite unit, military unit, as far as Iran is concerned, in the area of Syria, of Iraq, of Yemen. But now the United States considering designating them a terrorist group. Is that going to follow through, and will it mean anything?
Yes, it would be very significant, and it kind of baffles me that they haven't been designated a terrorist organization by the State Department until now, although for the past 8 years the State Department's been run by people who thought that Iran is not a threat to the United States but a friend. And they've ignored the murder of hundreds of American soldiers in Iraq by Iranian agents using explosively formed projectiles, very, very deadly battlefield IEDs. But yes, it will make a big difference putting the IRGC on the terrorism list. It will prevent U.S. corporations from having any business dealings with them. And that might sound kind of strange to our listeners, but you'd be surprised. The IRGC is not just a military organization. They own vast swaths of the Iranian economy, including a great deal of their industrial production. And they have a controlling interest of much of the oil industry. So if you're buying Iranian oil, chances are you're doing business with the IRGC. So this designation would put much of that Iranian oil off limits.
Well, a religious military unit, basically, because the Ayatollah has an eschatology which believes that Iran will actually rule the world when the Mahdi, the Messiah, comes out of Iran and sets up a worldwide caliphate. Is not the Ayatollah the number one commander-in-chief of this Islamic terror organization, the Revolutionary Guard?
Absolutely. You bet. They report directly to him. They do not report to the president or to the president's cabinet, but to the Ayatollah. So, yes, they are his personal military arm to do with what he wishes.
Ken Timmerman from Washington, D.C. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, Iran's eschatology, in other words, their religious philosophy of the last days, is driving the Islamic Republic and Iranian religious leaders to strike out at the big Satan, the United States, and the little Satan, Israel. They're striking out with a determination to destroy both of these nations. Iran's eschatology states a religious world power with headquarters in Jerusalem will come about in the last days. As we stand on the side and observe Iran's daily actions, we can realize that its radical eschatology is focused on the Jewish state of Israel and is about to unfold. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...